Members, let's get the free conference committee on House Bill, Senate Bill 191 started. Prudence, would you please take the roll?
Senator Osmundson?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Lynch?
Here.
Representative Jones?
Here.
Representative Bartel?
Here.
Representative Kara Carpenter?
Here.
Thank you.
Representative Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move Amendment 191.3.2, and Mr. Chair, I'll have Ms. Carlson explain it rather than have me get it wrong.
Let's have Julie. I think she'd do best.
Well, in that case, redirect
to Julie.
Julie, if you would go through this.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We have Amendment SB 191.3.2. If you would turn to page 2, at lines 14 through 20, this has to do with the Budget Stabilization Reserve Fund. What we're saying here is that excess funds first have to be used to fill the operating reserve level. And then after that, 75% of remaining excess revenue would be transferred to the Budget Stabilization Reserve Fund. Once that is capped, then 50%, once the BSRF is capped, then 50% of funds in excess of that cap would go to the Capital Development Fund. That's the fund provided for in 177209. I think it's got 208 here. We might need to fix that as a technical. And then the remainder would stay in the general fund. If you would then turn to page 4 at line 24, we're removing proprietary funds as being eligible for budget amendments. If you would turn to, it's on page 9, the change, and it's a new section that starts on page 6, at the top of 6, amending section 53-6-101. This has to do with the Montana Medicaid program. And what we're doing on page 9 is inserting a requirement that prior to implementing new rates, that the department would have to report that information to the Legislative Finance Committee and the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee. There's coordination language at the end that you'll see that if House Bill 497 is passed and approved, then it would also go to the Health Interim Budget Committee. On page 10, starting at line 4 through 14, we have legislative intent for allowing certain Medicaid transfers. This is a section that is also in House Bill 686. We also have some session law being amended starting on page 10 at line 16, going on to the next page. And the change is on page 11, and it provides that funds that are remaining in the feed bill from last session could be used to support the purposes of House Bill 483, which is personal staff for leadership. On page 11, a new section 7, this provides for a transfer of funds in the amount of $165 million from the general fund to the Capital Development's long-range building program account. We have a new section 8. This is an appropriation of $1.5 million from the general fund to OBPP to be allocated as needed. And then subsection 2 is a $1 million transfer from a state special revenue account for the same purposes, and that funding may be included as part of the base budget for the next legislative session. Also on page 11, starting at line 19, we have a coordination provision. This coordinates with House Bill 578. And if you would turn to page 12, starting at lines 5 through 8, this coordinates with 578 in that presently 578 provides for 5 days on line 7. That it gives 5 days, and we're extending that to 10 days. So if a defendant is sentenced to prison or committed to the department, and the offender is not transported to placement within 10 days, then the department shall notify the court in writing why that is. On page 12, we have a coordination provision, which is section 10. And this is the one I had alluded to earlier, that if 497 is passed and improved, then those Medicaid rate reviews would also have to be looked at by the Health and Human Services Budget Committee. Section 11, this is a coordination instruction with House Bill 8. So presently in House Bill 8, there is a requirement that for certain loans to be made, there has to be a federal an agreement with the federal government as to designating a federal and state share of total project cost. So we're eliminating that requirement in this coordination provision. And on page 13, we have one final coordination instruction. This has to do with House Bill 629, the Job Creation Tax Credit. Presently, there are two appropriations in there. One is not necessary because of a delayed effective date, so they don't need the money as soon as it was being appropriated. And then the second appropriation, which is still going to remain, had been to Department of Revenue, but the duties belong to the Department of Labor, and so it's been modified to have the appropriation go to Labor. And the final amendment is to have an immediate effective date for this act. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Julie.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Jones.
Before we discuss the pieces of this bill, I think we need to get the conceptual right. And so I would like, on page 2, I'm going to move the conceptual amendment. So I'm going to change the 192.3.2 motion do pass to do pass with the following conceptual amendment. If you go to line 16 on page 2, the word operation should be operating. Operation should be operating. It's just a technical. And on line 24, the correct account, instead of being 177-208, should be 177-209, which was just a typo on an account number. So two fairly easy conceptuals, and Julie, you're good with these conceptuals?
I am. Thank you.
Okay, so we're moving 191.3.2 as conceptually amended.
All right, is there further discussion? I think I had one question for Julie on section, I guess it's starts on page 11, section 9. What are the, there it is, never mind. I have it, House Bill 578. I was just curious the House Bill number there that we were coordinating with, but that answers my question. Any further questions, discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'm available.
Representative Garner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm available if you have questions. Thank you.
Really, really appreciate that. Senator Lynch, did you have a question for Representative Garner? Okay, good. I was hoping not. All right, seeing no questions been called, those in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Are there any further amendments? Seeing none.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 191 as amended.
So discussion on the motion. Seeing none, those in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Concludes our work on 191. Thank you, members. We're adjourned.